So now let's come into our postures for practice, finding a nice comfortable posture where there's ease in the body. And taking a few nice full breaths just to help us settle in a little more into the present moment. And you might care to give yourself some soothing touch, whether it's hand to the heart or elsewhere. Really feel the warmth of your hands. Feeling them as a comforting, soothing gesture, reminding you to bring a friendly awareness to yourself as you practice. And then possibly leaving your hand in that spot throughout the practice, or placing it in your lap and returning to the soothing touch spot at any point as you feel the need. And then within this comfortable, easeful posture, just engaging with the breathing for a little while. Appreciating breathing in and breathing out as a way to become more settled, present. Noticing the nourishing and soothing effects of each in-breath and out-breath. Just gently drawing the attention back to the breathing as it wanders, letting ourselves settle, get grounded, As attention wanders, recall your intentions for practice. A friendly awareness, present moment. Just here, just now. And tune in, paying attention with intention. All the while keeping body grounded. Grounded through simple awareness of body sitting, the touch points, along with breathing. Nourishing and soothing. Now, let's take a few moments to bring to mind someone we're caring for that's not our child or someone we, you know, really have a committed relationship like we would with a child, but someone we're caring for where there may be an element of frustration, fatigue, worry. And take a few moments to choose someone and visualize or sense into the caring, caregiving relationship. And as you do so, notice any struggle in your body. And then have a sense of that breath once again, that the in-breath is really nourishing you. And the out-breath is sending some compassion, some care to this other being. Breathing in for me and out for you. And as you breathe, just listening to these phrases of equanimity to remind ourselves. Everyone is on their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these are difficult to bear, yet I may still try to help if I can. And being aware of any stress you're carrying in your body, inhaling fully and deeply, drawing compassion inside your body, filling every cell with compassion, letting yourself be soothed by inhaling deeply. And as you feel ready, as you exhale, sending out compassion to this person who is associated with your discomfort. And continue breathing compassion in and out, finding your breath's natural rhythm, letting your body breathe itself. Breathing in for me and out for you, one for me, one for you. Occasionally scanning your inner landscape for distress and responding with inhaling compassion for yourself. Maybe giving all of the breathing in and out for yourself for a while. And when you feel ready, breathing out for this other one. Soothing touch at any point. Appreciating those lovely, nourishing and soothing effects of the breathing. feeling the breath as an inner caress. Feeling the breathing, like the movements of the ocean, the waves rising and falling, a whole ocean of compassion. And listening to the words of equanimity once again. Everyone is on their own journey, their own life journey. I am not the cause of this person's suffering, nor is it entirely within my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Moments like these can be difficult to bear. Yet I may still try to help if I can. And feeling breathing in and breathing out, nourishing and soothing. Letting go of any sense of self or other, and just feeling the breathing in these last few moments of our practice.